If you thought getting through hormone-driven breast cancer was the hardest, scariest thing you'd ever done, until you finished treatment and tried eating to reduce your recurrence risk, this podcast is for you. Hello and welcome. I'm Kathy Lehman, breast cancer survivor, registered dietitian, nutrition therapist, and your host of the Peaceful Plate podcast. I share science-backed breast cancer nutrition facts, along with the skills and mindset you need to end your food panic and make confident diet decisions after hormone-driven breast cancer. For more education and support, be sure to follow me on Instagram at hormone.breastcancer.dietitian. And don't forget to get your copy of my free guide, The 5 Foods Every Survivor Should Eat, available at kathylehman.com. If you're ready to eat with peace and enjoy your food again, I'm ready to help you. So let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to the Peaceful Plate podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Lehman. If you're new to me, just like you, I'm a survivor of hormone-driven breast cancer, but I'm also a registered dietitian, nutrition therapist, and founder of the Peaceful Plate, your after-breast cancer cure for food panic, overwhelm, and confusion, and my signature program that helps survivors of hormone-driven breast cancer eat with peace, not panic, and enjoy their food again. So let's get started. So I have a question for you. Do you have a sweet tooth? If you answered yes, does that sweet tooth make you anxious? So here's what we're going to talk about today, sugar and cancer, particularly breast cancer, because that's what we talk about here, right? Specifically hormone-driven breast cancer. That can really be a freak you out topic, sugar and breast cancer, particularly when it comes to recurrence. So let me give you a little background. On one of my Peaceful Plate coaching calls last month, one of my members shared that the word sugar was triggering for her. She'd heard so much conversation around that topic, like there's too much sugar in fruit. Sugar will make your cancer come back. And she was hearing that from people who loved her and wanted the best for her. But honestly, they're misinformed about the whole topic. So you've likely heard that too. And maybe you've even heard it from loved ones and friends and people who want the best for you. And what, even though we know people who share nutrition, and I say that in quotes, information with us because they care about us as breast cancer survivors and want the best for us, they don't recognize, because how could they, of course, right? They don't recognize how that lands for us. And so I understand how that was triggering for her and made her anxious and made her nervous and made her a little bit, let's just say, fearful. So the trouble with that, you know, hearing that information, in addition to making her panic and perhaps you as well, is that she likes certain foods and beverages that have added sugar in them. Okay. So, you know, I've had so many women say to me, I've cut out all sugar in my diet. And I think, how are you doing that? Because sometimes there is sugar in food that you don't even realize is there. Added sugar is what I'm talking about here. And so I think that it feels comfortable and comforting to say to someone, I've cut out all the added sugar in my diet. I'm not eating any sugar. But a couple things come up with that. First of all, it's not sustainable in a realistic way to be able to cut out all added sugar in your diet 100% for the rest of your life. It just isn't. I mean, you're going to be eating foods in different circumstances that, like, let's say a birthday party, yours even, you know, that may have foods included on the menu or being served at a party or celebration or even just on a Tuesday night meal that have some added sugar. And trying to avoid every granule of added sugar is really, like I said, it's impossible to maintain. Second of all, it drives deprivation. You know that, like, don't think about the white elephant in the room. What are you going to think about? Only the white elephant in the room, if that's your direction. Don't think about it. You'll be thinking about it. It translates to food as well. If we try not to think about eating any added sugar, particularly if you're someone who has a sweet tooth, all you're going to think about is sugary foods, right? And then you go into this place in your brain where you're like, well, before cancer, I ate sugar. Oh, maybe that's what caused my cancer. Well, now I can't eat sugar at all because it might make it come back. And you just get into this tug of war in your brain back and forth with that sort of thinking that is not helpful. So what to do? First of all, I'm going to give you a sweet little background on sugar. So I have 6 bullet points that I want to cover and share with you just to go a little bit more in depth. Sugar is a really complex topic. Let's just say that sugar and breast cancer. It's not so simple as a black and white answer. There's a lot of nuance. There's a lot we don't know. But I'm going to give you a background about just some of the high level concepts. So first of all, there are only 2 types of sugar found naturally in foods. When I say naturally, it means they occur in foods on their own. They are not added. One of them is fructose, and that is found in fruit. The other is lactose, and that is found in milk. Second, eating sugar that comes from natural sources like fruits, whether they're fresh, frozen, dried, vegetables, you know, starchy vegetables, whole grains, and dairy, that is an eating pattern you can feel comfortable about if you're including those foods that have these natural sources of sugar. Third bullet point, naturally sweet foods give you energy-rich carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are not the devil. They give us quick burning energy and fuel that our bodies need. And these naturally sweet foods that give you these energy-rich carbohydrates, like the foods I just mentioned in the previous bullet point, they are loaded with health-supportive vitamins and minerals and fiber, antioxidants, phytochemicals, all the things that support our breast health as well as our overall best health. Next bullet point, number 4. Foods that have added sugar, such as desserts, baked goods, candy, soda pop, sweetened coffee and tea beverages, typically have empty calories, meaning there is no or minimal nutrition. And that can contribute to weight gain and add no quality nutrients to your diet. Fifth point is sugar and cancer, as I mentioned at the start of this, is complicated. And statements like sugar makes breast cancer grow, sugar makes breast cancer come back, or sugar causes breast cancer, those statements oversimplify the complexity of the topic. It is an ongoing area of research, and we just don't know everything that we need to know about it. And the final bullet point I want to share with you in this sugar background is that some studies show that eating added dietary sugar does have a significant impact on the development of breast cancer, but the data is inconsistent and the way that it happens is unclear. So having said all of that, again, it's just a very high level, quick 6 bullet point background on sugar. Let's get back to my question. What do you do if you like certain foods and beverages that have added sugar in them, but you are panicking about eating any type of added sugar? Well, it depends on you as an individual. And when you have a plan in place for how much added sugar, how often you'll eat added sugar, and under what circumstances you want to include added sugar, that can really help you navigate this area of your diet. I do a lot of individual diet coaching in my program, and sugar, including it or not, that's a great topic for discussion in a one-on-one individual circumstance. And then figuring out a blueprint or a pathway forward on how to navigate that sugar is really helpful. And I would say that most every single one of my clients that I work with privately or in my program, we have that conversation at some point in our work together. So my main message to you today is this. If your thoughts about sugar, like how you're thinking about it, or your conversations about sugar, or things that you read about sugar cause you to feel anxious or panicked or stressed, that's a strong sign that not only the word sugar, but the whole idea of sugar is triggering for you. And what that does is it drives underlying stress and anxiety that you don't need. You know, remember, the work that I do is helping women who've had hormone-driven breast cancer eat with peace, not with stress, not with anxiety, not with panic, because that is not helpful. So I want to invite you to use the information I have shared with you today and do this little exercise. Write down for 1 week every food and drink you consume that contains added sugar. Not natural sugar, added sugar. If you're not sure whether the food you're eating or drinking, food or beverage you're eating or drinking, if you're not sure whether or not it has added sugar, you can use the nutrition label on the food, or you can look up the food online. And it may be what you find is that you're eating less added sugar than you thought. And the work for you would lie in your perception and thoughts and information that you've taken in about added sugar. You and I both know, this is one of the reasons I do the work that I do, and including this podcast. You and I both know there is so much misinformation about breast cancer nutrition out there in the world. And one of my goals in my time on earth is to eradicate all of that misinformation. And sugar, lies, blatant lies about sugar and misinformation and erroneous information and myths is rampant. So I have a lot of work to do. But I want you to think about, where does the work lie? If you're thinking about it in a way that just really, even just the thought of added sugar makes you just really feel uncomfortable, that's where we need to focus the work. If you've done this little exercise of writing down for 1 week every food and beverage that you consume with added sugar, and you realize you're eating more than you thought you were, more added sugar, then there's room to reduce or limit your intake. Notice I did not say eliminate it completely. Because again, be honest with yourself. Do you really, absolutely, without question, believe that you can 100% cut out any added sugar from your diet from now until eternity? Ask yourself that. So if we're going to reduce or limit, which that's a great idea for everyone, not even, not just us as breast cancer survivors, but everyone could probably benefit from reducing or limiting added sugar. So how can you do that responsibly? Meaning, how can you do it without feeling deprived or frustrated or sad about foods you're not eating? That's a really common thing that I see with my clients as well. They're like, God, I'm so frustrated, sad, angry that I can't eat the way that I used to. Well, I always invite them to look at it from a different perspective. Maybe before your cancer, your diet had some room for improvement. I mean, that's not a judgment. It's just, let's be honest, if there was a huge intake of added sugar in your diet before, and now you're rethinking it, that's not a criticism or anything to beat yourself up about. It's just, something worth exploring that could possibly benefit you. But you don't have to be frustrated about not eating the same way, because maybe there is some room for improvement there, and that can only help us feel better overall. So I hope this was helpful. Sugar, again, it's a topic that it's huge. I've written a blog post on sugar. I do a lot of education about added sugar and natural sugar in my Peaceful Plate program. In fact, I have an entire module on sugar, and the topic of sugar often comes up in our group coaching sessions. So it's a very common topic. It's something that is worth discussing. It's something that's worth exploring, the way you include added sugar in your diet. And it's certainly worth keeping an eye on the research, which is what I do for you. So you don't have to do it. So if there's new updated research and information on breast cancer and sugar, I certainly bring that to, all of my members in the Peaceful Plate. Okay. So let me say this. So again, I hope this was helpful. And if you find yourself struggling to figure out this whole sugar thing, I'd love to help you. I'm accepting members into my Peaceful Plate program, and you can apply. It's a very simple process to apply. There is the link to the application is in my show notes. You just click that. There's a little 2-minute video there of information about the program. You'll see me chatting about, how this can help you. Obviously, eating with peace, not panic, and enjoying your food again is the overarching goal of the Peaceful Plate program. And so just fill out the application, which is very simple, very quick. Send it off to me, and I'll get back in touch with you very quickly. And we can talk about whether, you know, you're a good fit for the program and the program is the right fit for you. I'd love to have that discussion with you. So click the link. It's in the show notes. Apply to the program if you have any interest at all. And thank you so much for being here as we talked about this sweet topic of sugar. And until next time, here's to eating with peace. That's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending time with me learning how to eat with peace and enjoy your food again after hormone-driven breast cancer. If you found this episode helpful, I would be so honored if you would take a couple of minutes to rate the podcast and leave me a review. Come on, I know you have an opinion and I want to hear it. And hey, if you know a fellow survivor who's feeling overwhelmed, confused, or worried about her post-treatment nutrition, please share the podcast with her. And last but certainly not least, be sure to connect with me on Instagram. I'm at hormone.breastcancer.dietitian. And by the way, you can get your copy of my free guide, The 5 Foods Every Survivor Should Eat, available at kathylehman.com. Until next time, I'm Kathy Lehman. Here's to eating with peace.